what announcement that you have.
Sure.
Okay, thank you. George?
Yeah.
How you getting along?
Oh, pretty good. I got a damn cough, but outside of that, I'm all right.
Did you take cold somewhere?
Well, I took cold about 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago. I just got out of my lungs. How you doing?
I'm having a fight with your steel people. I want to get your advice, see what I could do. Roger Blau is very concerned about what he can do. He's mainly concerned about saving face with his competitor. He does not want to go along with this $5 a ton increase, but what he wants to do is raise prices to show that he can defy the president a little bit. And I don't mind that at all, for if that's the principle. But what I'm trying to fight against is to fight against the excess profits tax or raising taxes or investigations on the Hill or all these other things right when I'm asking them to take college boys for the draft and having to more than double my personnel out there and come in with a $25 billion Vietnam military program. And McNamara had a long talk with him, an hour and a half. He made some dent in him. He said it's the dumbest action he ever saw by any executive in the world. He says that his total increase, he's planning now to raise prices on structural, an estimated $2.50 average compared to the five that Bethlehem's raised, and to lower it on sheet on the West Coast, $9 a ton, and he'll have a net gain in revenue of less than $5 million. And he's doing that in order not to undercut a competitor and to show that the government can't influence markets and not getting a damn bit of revenue out of it either. But it makes it appear to every person in the country that here is the big steel company that's taking advantage of the great demand that the boys need equipment and in the middle of a war to try to profiteer. And he finally said, McNamara said, now go on if you've got to raise prices. Raise your price 2.5 and then reduce it enough that where you can say that I've raised some and I've reduced some and there's no consequential increase. That it's just an adjustment, and don't just walk out here with every senator from Russell on down giving statements that your profiteers oughtn't to be raising steel prices when their profits are up 62% over last year. So forth. So he said, well, he guessed that's right, and he didn't know how to word it, and he had planned to do it tonight, but he'd go back to Pittsburgh and he would work on it. He's very concerned about imports, and we've looked at the figures, and we're so damn concerned about them ourselves that we won't do something about it, but we've got a $6 billion surplus in exports, and we know as soon as we hit imports, well, they start hitting us on something else. But we've decided that we'll set up a departmental committee headed by McNamara, who's very concerned about them and wants to do something about imports. Treasury doesn't, Fowler doesn't, he's a trade man, he's a free trade man. But McNamara will head up the committee and we'll reopen some of the dumping cases that we can be of some help to them on. And we'll give them some price relief that way that'll mean more to them than the damn $5 million involved if they just don't raise it, because the symbolic effect of their action, we just getting wires from all over the country from the processors and the fabricators saying, my God almighty, all of our costs got to go up and we're going to start raising prices. And we just don't want to kick this thing off because we don't want to ask for controls. We don't want to say that the war is causing a lot of profiteering. We don't want to say that we're just drafting another man's boy and not drafting the dollar. And we've got Albert Gore shot in one hand and Senator Hart from another one, and Russell Long, chairman of the Finance Committee, succeeding Harry Byrd, says he's got to have another Kefauver investigation. And we'll have none but investigations on our hand all year. Now he's leaving, going back to Pittsburgh. He's been pretty well shaken, and he realizes the government's going to do much, but he said he never did undercut a competitor in all of his life. So he doesn't want to go back to Country Club and have Bethlehem say that he undercut him. McNamara said, well, if you feel that way about it, you don't have to undercut him. You just say you got a different situation than what they have. You're going to raise structural prices $10 million. And you're going to lower sheet prices $10 million. It's adjustment. There's no consequential increase in income. Well, what he's doing really, the way they figured, is he's raising structurals 10, and he's lowering sheet 5. He's making a net profit of $5 million and on $5 billion worth of sales. Well, now, we told him we'd do three things, that we're willing to handle a price situation any way that they think's advisable. If they think we ought to go after a board to control it, or an appeal board to hear it, or the Congress to set up some machinery, I don't want to take these things individually. And I said, McNamara told him, said, you bring the Business Council Liaison Committee with the President in here, that's what you set up for, and make some recommendations. We don't want to handle it like we did aluminum, but aluminum says they're very happy the way it worked out. We don't want to handle it like we handle copper, but copper says they're very happy. And we think it's a lot better than OPA. Now, we don't want to set prices. We want everybody to make a profit. You're making a hell of a good profit. We know that you don't make as much as you'd like to make or want to make, and we don't mind you making some if you just don't give the appearance where you get yourself screwed up here. All of us investigated, and they're giving me hell. I've got to keep peace envoys going everywhere. So that's the way it is with him, and I've got about 30 senators that have called me and wired me. I've got a bunch of his stockholders wiring me. Say, I own 2,500 shares of steel stock, and he's wiring Mr. Bethlehem and Martin at Bethlehem, saying that you ought to be ashamed of yourself, and stuff like that. So I'm afraid it's going to, even the Scripps Hour today has got a mean editorial, giving them hell, and nearly all the papers are doing the same thing.
Wall Street Journal yesterday had a bad attitude in that thing, David.
I thought maybe that you could get your Armco boy to call him and say to him, or you could call him being on the presidential committee, and just say, now, I don't know what situation this is in, but we don't have to get in a fight with this administration. And we really ought to. They're going to cancel these ships that Bethlehem's got, they got on order. We don't have to have them, so we're going to cancel them if we can't get this thing worked out. But just say, now, here are some things that I know can be done. Our committee can call on the President. He'll sit down and work out with us some kind of procedures that will be reasonable and protect the public interest and our interest on prices, however we want to do it. He does not want an excess profits tax, and he just can't have these profit figures rolling around to increase his 50 and 60% without these people introducing them and urging them. I'm going to get a deficit of $6, $7 billion this year and $6, $7 next year, so the Paul Douglases came to see me Sunday. They're going after an excess profits tax, and I just don't want to leave them in that way. But we'll take the liaison committee of you, Roger, and me, and the rest of them, and we'll go sit down and talk to them, work it out. If you just don't make an announcement of an increase, all you have to do is just go along temporarily. That's number one. Number two, we'll reopen some of these dumping cases, and we'll set McNamara up to study the imports of steel and how we can get at them, and we'll work out a procedure for effectively dealing with them. We think that can be done. We think that the government can be of a good deal more help, and we think in revenue that they'll make a hell of a lot more for the steel industry than this $5 million he's going to get, because they're importing $600 million. Number three, we'll release some of these products, I don't know what you call them, molybdenum or whatever it is that goes into steel that we've got in our stockpile that they need very much at a reasonable price, because they're very high cost to them now. One of their biggest cost is some of these materials that go in them. And McNamara says we can safely reduce some of those. Now, we'll turn over all these three things. We'll meet with his liaison committee. We'll set up an independent authority. We'll release these materials. And we will, he won't have to denounce Bethlehem. He just says he had taken action and not take it for a while. Now, Colorado Iron and Steel raised theirs, but Eddie Wise will talk to them, and so they called a meeting of their board and postponed action, and they're going to rescind theirs. And if I can get U.S. Steel just not to make an announcement.
What about those boys in Chicago?
Inland? They just jumped on the wagon right quick, Block did. He's been mad at us all along, and he got mad. He sold out to Kennedy, and then when he didn't get delivery, why, he's been upset. He just announced it just the minute Bethlehem did.
Well, he's just the other way as before.
Yeah, just the opposite. But this is so symbolic that they're just asking for it, and big business always does it. And
well, I had a talk with our boys the day before Empire. Well, the day after I was up to see you. And they came by here on the way to Nashville to go out and get, he had a cold and couldn't have him down. And he said the thing was all worked out, that nobody gonna do the thing until the Clark Clifford came and saw McNamara, just like I told him to do last fall. And they had all worked out and exactly what they wanted to do. And then nothing was said about structure, steel, or power at all. And evidently they didn't take Bethlehem into their conference. They must have taken everybody except Bethlehem, because Bethlehem hauled off and did this unbeknownst to any of these other steel boys, I'm sure. From what Logan Johnson told me.
Who can you talk to, Logan Johnson or Bill?
I talked to Logan, of course.
Bill Verity. I wish you would talk to them, both of them, and see if they can't talk to him. And let's get these procedures set up. Number one, let's get the liaison committee of the president to come on in here. I don't want to be calling them in here, but I think they ought to come with this kind of a profit picture. And if they're really worried about what we're doing on prices, they ought to come in here some evening and sit down and let's talk it around with the Council of Economic Advisors and let us say to them what we're having to do in this to this economy. That's number one. Number two, we will set up a very effective committee made up of McNamara and Connor and probably Fowler to make a study of imports. I put Dave Ginsburg on it and he worked all night long. He says that they've got some cases they've already ruled against U.S. Steel on that can be reopened and can give them relief. He says that there's 600 million imports that they could materially cut that if they get together and work with the government under this anti-dumping statute. And he points out how I can do it. I got him over here from a firm with lawyers, with John Douglas and Abe Fortas has helped me a little bit and things of that kind. Now, we can set up a interdepartmental group that can get them some relief on that, and we will. That will be second. Third, we'll sell them some of this stockpile, which they need at a reasonable price. And four, if down the road, 30 days from now or 60 days from now, he wants to make an adjustment in prices that he'll announce in the right way, we can then come along and say, well, it represents no substantial increase, and it's not profiteering, and it's not affecting price stability. But we can't do it on one where the issue has been made like this one now. And
I don't think it has anything jumping the gun like this, has anything to do with this meeting you got on the 6th with Works, and you got to meet with all the school boards to go over the guidelines.
Not that I know about, but
we've got a meeting with them on the guideline wanting to raise it from 3.2 to 3.84, and I just got a hunch that I've got Bethlehem that we're ahead of going to have a meeting about that. We've got to get this price up before we meet on the guideline.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know anything about that. I didn't know he had it.
Well, I was told by Logan that they had a meeting coming up for either 6th or 7th of this month. Thursday or Friday.
But finally, McNamara then says that he thinks this man is more interested in ensuring his competitors at the club that he didn't undercut him, number one. Like Enlin did 62. He didn't undercut him. Number two, that he has shown the businessmen of America. He says he's strong for me. So he thinks I'm a good president. But he thinks if he goes along with me, that they'll say that he's not independent, he won't stand up to me, and he thinks that'll really hurt me. That's what he tells McNamara. So therefore, he's got to defy me and prove that he can override the government in order to keep them supporting me. That's the damnedest argument I ever heard. And he does it for $5 million on a $5 billion sale.
Which is pretty cheap, isn't it?
Yeah. And, McNamara says if everything else fails, then for God's sake,